This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Show episode number 93. I am your host. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. Some nice jazz to start off with. This is the B.B. Johnson Trio with a song called Ebony. From a 45 that came out in 1962 on the Mellow Juke record label. And it looks like it's the only record, so maybe it was put out by B.B. Johnson. Lots of great music this week. The US, Canada, Jamaica, Barbados, the UK, and Japan all represented this week. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you, B.B. Johnson Trio. All right, now let's go to the UK. Here's a group called Grapefruit.
Thank you. down in Arkansas.
And roll oldie. That was J.B. Lenoir with a song called What About Your Daughter, released on a 7-inch in 1957, and it also came out on a 78 shellac record. How about that? Before that, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, that was the Ugly Ducklings with a song called 1030 Train, and that came out in 1966. And that was the other side of the record. I played the flip side a couple weeks ago on that Ugly Ducklings find. And I started off the set there with a group called Grapefruit from London, England. And that song was called Elevator. And it came out on a 7-inch on the RCA Victor Canada International record label. I don't come across those too often. Yeah, really great tune there. I like that one. The flip called Yes isn't as good. I really prefer Elevator there. All right, it'd been a while since I found one of these. Here's a steel drum record from the Barbados Steel Orchestra. great ukulele cover from the Ukuleles of Halifax. It's a group of junior high school kids in the 70s doing covers, and that was their version of Spinning Wheel. Before that, some reggae for you. That was Mighty Diamonds with the dub version of a song called Sweet Lady, and that was called Dub Lady, and that came out in 1978. And I started off the set there with a song from the Barbados Steel Orchestra. That was their version of Endless Vibrations, and that was recorded in Frankfurt, Germany at the Jahrhunderthalle, the Century Hall, which was built in the 60s there. Yeah, that was cool to read that. You know, usually or oftentimes the steel drum records are recorded a little bit assy, but this was recorded on a 24 track in a very nice concert hall, so that's pretty cool. All right, let's go to the other side of the world with a great track from the Sharp Five. Bye. second double LP that they put out this year. That was Salt with a song called Free. And yeah, like I said, they put out two double LPs in this year alone after putting out two single LP records last year. The pace is incredible and the quality is super high. Yeah, that was a favorite track from their last double LP, which is called Untitled. I think Rise is the subtitle there. Yeah, very cool stuff from Salt. A big fan of theirs this year. They're one of my top bands from this year. Thought I would share that for you. It came in the mail. Or share that with you. It came in the mail this week. And before that, I played a group from Japan, the Sharp Five. I've played them on this program before. It had been a while, though. And this was their cover of Osibisa's song called Wango Wango. And if you'll recall, I played a track by Osibisa maybe 2 weeks ago. They're a group of expats from African countries and I think Caribbean countries living in the UK. And this song of theirs was originally recorded by them in 1972. And this Sharp 5 version was recorded or released in 1973. Yeah, super cool. How about that? Sharp 5, a group from Japan, covering a song from the UK, played and written by a group of expats from African and Caribbean countries. That's worldwide stuff right there. All right, let's change gears a little bit. Here's some 80s slow grooves. Here's Evelyn King.
Oh,
grooves for you there. So that was a group called Reflections, who I've played before, and that song was called A Woman in Black. And that looks like it's a Quebec disco project by Jean Moussy. Yeah, very cool. I really like this single that I picked up. It's got some great songs on it. From 1982, before that, I played Evelyn King, a song called Betcha She Don't Love You. Yeah, pretty nice groove there. I like the synth sound on that one, the bass synth. Kind of reminds me of a Thundercat song, the sound there. All right, I'll have some data for you in just a moment, but before that, I would like to do some shout-outs. I'll start with Twitter this week. I got a very nice decode from Bobby in Morgan City, Louisiana, using an SDR Play RSP-1A as his radio there. I also got a nice waterfall image from Pat AE5NW in Conway, Arkansas. Thanks for posting, Pat. Also, Donnie K5BKR using an AirSpy in West Texas, sending along a nice decode. Marcus in Costa Mesa, California, with a bit of a noisy decode from last week's program. DRMNA.info sending along a decode. Thank you very much. And Halfi out in Northern California with a very nice decode. Yeah, great reception for you there, Halfi. And also Mitch KJ7CAT and also Brian G in Dayton, Ohio, both sending along some nice decodes. And they were both fans of the reggae tunes that I played last week. Lots of reggae fans out there, which is great to hear. And I also heard from Jolly Roger Mania out in Germany, sending along his analysis of the program and the data. And he did manage to find the image that I sent out last week. The source of that was the Ultravox record that I played last week. It's some artwork from the Japan Only Singles Collection LP called New European. So nice find, Roger. A few more people on Twitter I'd like to say hi to. Matt W0MDK out in Denver, Colorado, reporting a weak signal. And also Brian in Central Massachusetts reporting no signals on any of the frequencies last week. That's too bad. Hope you have better luck in the future, Brian. Zach in Alabama, he unfortunately messed up his recording on last week's program. Hopefully it'll work out better this week. Hello to Strange Beacons. Thank you for reminding everyone to tune in each week on Twitter there. Thank you. And also Brian W8LN sending along reception reports and also reminding other people on Twitter to tune in. Thank you very much, Brian. And also hello to Rosanna at Radio Northern Europe International. You may have heard her program preceding this program if you're tuned in on 5850. And Rosanna has also invited me to put together another half-hour program of This Is an Express Music Show, which can be heard out of channel 292 in Germany on 6070 kilohertz. So please Google for channel 292 and you should be able to find a schedule. I think Radio Northern Europe International and This Is an Express Music Show are usually heard on the weekends on channel 292. So yeah, please check out the new episode of This Is an Express Music Show. Please and thank you. And also another reminder that the final two programs of this year, of this month, will be the top 25 secondhand finds of 2020. So on December 23rd and December 30th will be parts 1 and 2, respectively. I hope you'll be able to tune in. I'd also like your help. If you had any favorite songs, I would really love for you to vote. I've put together a Google poll that you can find a link on my Twitter bio thing, or the top tweet, I should say, the pinned tweet. And that link will take you to a poll where you can vote for all of these secondhand songs that I've played on this year's programs. I'd really love your feedback. A few people have already voted, which is very much appreciated. Let me know what you think, and I will compile those into a top 25, and I hope you'll tune in for that. Should be fun. All right, it's just about time for some data. This week's data will be backed by Bert Kampfert. The song is called Lady, and here is some MFSK 64 text and image. Here you go. Bing, bing, bing. Boom. was your MFSK 64 text and image for this week. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do Twitter, I would love to see your results posted there. You can tag me in whatever you post. My handle is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. That is my Twitter handle. One more time with the email address. I would love to get your reception report, even if you don't do that digital stuff. My email, once again, is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And once again, a reminder to please tune in to the Top 25 Secondhand Finds of 2020, which will be broadcast in the last two episodes in December in this year. That's December 23rd and December 30th. I hope you can all tune in. And again, please, I would love to get your votes. If you had any favorite songs that you heard over the last year, you can vote for your favorites at the Google poll that I've set up. And the link to that can be found on my Twitter page. It's my pinned tweet. It should be at the top there for you. Please and thank you. All right, I have one last song for you this week. It is another dub reggae song or a dub version. Let's see, it's by Winston Curtis, and it's his cover of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? And this was recorded in 1975 and released on the Penguin record label. All right, this was a music show, episode number 93. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe, everyone. See ya. Thank you.